are. And in fact, 2011 was an all-time record year in the United States, for example. We had 14 individual climate and weather-related disasters that each cost this country more than $1 billion. That was an all-time record, blew away previous records. And in 2012, we had events ranging from the summer-like days in January in Chicago, with people out on the beach, clearly not a normal occurrence, an unusually warm spring, record-setting searing temperatures across much of the lower 48, one of the worst droughts that America has ever experienced, a whole succession of extreme weather events, and I haven't even gotten to Hurricane Sandy yet.
Right.
And the real question is, at what point do we put on the brakes? So let me just use a simplifying analogy here. In some ways, this issue is kind of like we're in a car driving through a very dark night. There are kids in the back. They're not buckled. We're fiddling with the radio. We're probably eating something at the same time. And we're passing warning signs. They're saying, curvy road up ahead, mountain road up ahead. Be careful. There are landslides. And yet, we're going probably 70 miles an hour, and our foot is on the accelerator. Okay? So the real question is, we are going to hit this patch of really rocky road. It's there up ahead of us. We're not exactly sure how soon we're going to get there, but it's coming. The question is, do we start applying the brake? There's a big difference between entering that stretch of road at 10 miles an hour, where even if we have an accident, it'll be, you know, just bumps and bruises and a little body damage perhaps, versus hitting that same stretch of road at 70 miles an hour.
But here's